Tonight's shir, Simon Reish Vov, Se'if Hey, and Se'if Vov. Se'if Hey. Ein levarchen lo al oichel v'lo al mashke, ad she'yivi'uhu lefanav. You don't make a bracha on food, you don't make a bracha on a drink, until they bring it to you. If they're preparing it in the kitchen, you don't make a bracha. You make a bracha when it's ready. Be'irach v'achach heviu lefanav, and let's say he made the bracha, and it wasn't there. And then they go, and they get it together, and they bring it to him. Tzorech levarch, pam acheres, let's make another bracha. Because the first time he made the bracha, there was nothing to make the bracha on. It wasn't there. So you have to make another bracha. Al misha berach al peyo shalafanav. But if a person made a bracha on fruits that were in front of him. V'achach heviyu lo yoisim e'osah hamin. And then later they bring more of the same species that wasn't there at the time of the bracha. Omimin acher. Or maybe they bring of a different species. Shebirchaso kebirchas harishon. But it's the same bracha as the first. And it's circle of bracha. You don't make another bracha. If I make a bracha on grapes, and then they bring in more grapes later, I don't make another bracha. And even if they bring in apples later, I don't make another bracha. Because when I made the bracha, the grapes were here, and the bracha was chal, so then it'll extend beyond what was in front of me. But if there was nothing here when I made the bracha, then that bracha is meaningless. You have to make another bracha when they bring the food. The Ramah adds, "V'toyv lizor lechatchila liyosdaito al kamash yivilo." It's a good thing lechatchila to have in mind. You make a bracha that it goes in everything they're going to bring, even if it's not here right now. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifka and Yutesorich Levarach Pamachas. If he made a bracha, nothing was in front of him yet. Then he has to make another bracha when they bring it. V'afilu kivein daito aleihem, even though he had his mind intent on that food. B'shas bracha, as he made the bracha, he had in mind the food that's not here. Gam kein lo imahani, it doesn't help to have in mind. Kivin sh'oz lo ho'yu lefanav, because the food wasn't there. For lo ho'yu la bracha maluchul, and there's nothing for the bracha to take effect upon. For lo dami lama sem mayim d'zivav. Now don't compare this to the halacha zivav about a stream. D'hasam kivin sh'bevad yavo ha'mayim negdo, there, even when I make a bracha on the water I drink isn't here yet, it's flowing down the stream. But the water is flowing, so certainly it's coming. Kilu hoy lefanav of dami. It's as if the water I drink is in front of me at the time of the bracha. Ma'ashen kein hoch, as opposed to this, the toy b'das achem. I'm at the table, I depend on someone else to bring me my food. If I make a bracha and the food isn't here, the bracha doesn't mean anything. Vim hoya hadav sheber chalov munach b'teiv, b'esa bracha. But let's say he makes a bracha on something, and it's in a box when I make the bracha. V'achar ha-bracha l'koch b'sham. Then I open the box and take it out. And it's Sirach Lachs of the bracha, does not have to make another bracha. Kimon Shumuchan lefanav, since it was prepared in front of him, Ve'inotoyim adasachem, it doesn't depend on someone else to bring it for me. So even though we said mitzad hafzik, you shouldn't make a bracha on something in a box, open the box first and then make the bracha. But if I did make the bracha before the box was opened, the halacha is the bracha is still chal. Or prima gada mitzadeh duadin kol ke gada shuvala shivaletzob. Pimigodim wants to say that really anything similar, any case when I know for sure that it's coming with a certainty, there's no doubt the food is coming, going to becheda samachol, the food is in the very next room over, gamkin in sarach lachs of vach, I don't have to make another bracha. When you make another bracha, make a bracha on grapes and they didn't pick it off the vine yet, so what kind of bracha is that? But if the grapes are in the kitchen, they didn't bring it to the dining room, you're going to say that's already close enough. Even that you should be careful with. First of all, because you shouldn't have a delay. Lord, and second of all, we learned the halacha, ha-mitzvah. Ideally, the mitzvah is to hold the food in your hand when you make the bracha. So we don't want to make brachas when the food isn't there. But if you know it's coming, if it's right in the next room, that could be capable to in front of you as well. He made a bracha on fruits that are in front of him, and then they bring him more of the same. That means he finished the first. Even if he finished the first fruits, and then they bring more, the bracha goes on that as well. That's not necessary that you still have from the original bracha's fruits before you bring more fruit in. Even if I finish the first, and then you bring more in, it's good enough. Now, based on what the Ramah says nearby, the Ramah says, Tov, to have in mind whatever they bring, the implications that the Shulchan Aruch holds, that even if I did not have in mind explicitly for whatever they bring, it also works. He made the bracha on the fruits in front of him, bestam, a stam das, a general das. For Amina, we say, it's as if he made an explicit condition, that if they bring more, that I'll eat from that too. That really is pretty normal. You start by eating a little, and you end up with more. It's like, you start eating a little, and you keep eating more and more. So that's normal. So a mechaber holds, you don't need explicit das for whatever they bring. It's like automatic. When I make a bracha, it's included whatever of this type will come later. Unless he had explicit intention not to eat anything more than what's in front of him. He's on this diet, I eat this portion, that's it. That's his das. I'm not eating anything else. Then, you bring more stuff in, that's not going to work. Oh, the Eisha Gamar Achiloso, Huskim B'dash Lechol. Let's say he finished this plate of fruit, and he made up his mind, I'm not eating anymore. And then he changed his mind. In this case, you have to take a bracha. The Ramah says, always have in mind for whatever you bring. Mechaber says even stam das is good enough. But even in the Mechaber's case, it's stam das. But if I have explicit das not to eat more than this, or I made it my mind that I'm done eating, and then they bring in more, even the Mechaber would agree you need to make another bracha. Sifkan chaf af, imin acher. Not only if they bring more of the same that I made the bracha on, even if they bring more of a different type, but it shares the same bracha. Ubevad, shivim in Paris. Now, it's fruit with fruit. Den berich al dogim, vevilo shechar. Because if I made a bracha on fish, and then they bring in beer, shehu minachar legamri, a totally different type, af shebir chosem shavos, even though they do share the same bracha, we don't say that stam das helps that the bracha on the fish covered the beer. Unless he had this explicitly in mind that this covers whatever drinks I have afterwards. Or if it's on the table when I made the bracha, so then automatically it's included. So when the Mechaber says that I made a bracha on one fruit and then they bring in a different fruit, that I don't make another bracha, it's because it's fruit with fruit. But if it shares the same bracha, but it's totally different, like fish and drinks, then you would need a new bracha unless you had explicitly in das or is on the table. As long as it shares the same bracha. Now many achrim argue this mechaber. Usfilu they hold that if he made a bracha stam without anything special in mind, then it only covers what he eats now or more of the same. Even for more of the same fruit they bring later, it's covered. But for a different type of fruit, even though it shares the same bracha rishayna, lo mahani berchaso b'stoma. A stam das does not help. The bracha won't help. If I made a bracha on grapes and they bring in more grapes, that works a stam das. If I made a bracha on grapes, they bring in apples, these achorim argue the say it will not work. Make another bracha. However, what happens if they bring in a different type? I'm eating grapes, and they bring in apples while I'm still eating the grapes. It would seem that in this case, you do not have to make another bracha. Since it came while he was still busy eating the first fruit, and it would seem that's correct. There are other achrim who write, if he set himself to eat fruits, even though his bracha was a stam bracha on the pears in front of him, then they bring a different type when he finishes the first, he does not have to make a new bracha. They came into kava asmo lachila, since he was koveya himself, he set himself to eat fruits, he's not distracted from that. Halach l'maisa, we're not going to follow these achronim. The achronim will argue the mechaber and say that a stam bracha on grapes doesn't help for apples that come later. We're not going to pass like them. because once the Mechaber says the bracha does help for the apples that come later, so it's a sub bracha zahokal. The machlekes Mechaber and the achronim. Did the bracha work or not? Bottom line, when you go to Mechaber, that the bracha did work for the other things. Mishtabura Sukkot Chav Gimel Yizol Chachila. Ramah says the Chachila. Have in mind, whatever they bring of this bracha should be covered. The Yeshman of Poskim Shesov, because there are Poskim who hold the Bistamalo Mahani, that Stam Das does not help. Bechol Gavni, in any case, Elkin Hayla from Bishas Bracha, unless it's in front of Bishas Bracha. Even if it's the same Bracha, it doesn't help. Al Balafa Chabidin Shi Daito Komashi Avilo Achakach. But anyway, you should have in mind. So whatever they bring you. So if you have in mind whatever they bring you, you've accommodated those Poskim also. So Lechatchila, you have in mind whatever they're going to bring you. But Yevit, if you didn't have in mind, we're going to follow Mechaber Shita. We're going to follow Mechaber and say Yoyitza. But Chatchila you should have in mind, because there are posts going to hold that Stamo is not going to be good enough. Se'ivav. Not abiyadu prilo ochlo, you take your food in your hand to eat. Uberichalav. And he says, a gavaldik brochem, the kavona. V'nafu miyadu. And then he drops it from his hand. V'navat, it's gone. It rolls down into the sewer. Gone. O nimas, or it got filthy and disgusting. He's taking another fruit, you make another bracha on that fruit. Even though that fruit was there on the table, he made the first bracha. If the item that I held for the bracha disappears on me, I have to take another bracha when I take another fruit.
Isn't this kavana on everything that he has in front of
him? Says the Ramah, Rak Shlo Hoyadaito Olav. He didn't have a mind to eat it. It was there, but he didn't have das to eat it. Because he had das to eat it, so what's the difference? Take another, takes the next one. V'tzarech loymer, if he said the bracha, and the bracha is ineffective because the fruit is gone, he has to say, Baruch Shein Kvon Chuso, L'olam V'et. Asha Hoitzi Shem Shemayel V'tola, for uttering Hashem's name, V'tola. V'im Amar Kishin Nafal. If he only said when it fell, at the time it fell, he said, Baruch Hashem, V'lo Amar L'kein, didn't get to L'keinu yet. Yisayah V'yom, just finish off, L'mdei Chukecha, Pasuk into Hillim. Shein Nir Kekar Pasuk, it looks like he says a Pasuk. There's no more Tishen Shemal. Now, if you're standing by a stream of flowing water, you say the bracha, and you drink. Even though the water he's actually drinking was not there when he said the bracha, that was the kavan. You know the water is coming downstream, and a kavan is for the water that I'm going to drink. That's what I'm making the bracha, not the water that's in front of me. The Ramah ends by Ayin Lekamon Simen Reish Tes Sif Alf and Berach Batos Madino. Later in Simen Reish Tes, we get into what happens by mistaken brachas. Mishtabur Sivkan Chav Dad O Nimas. He dropped the fruit and it disappears, or it's ruined. V'Odin B'Matzo Shir Nirkav. Or he took the fruit and then he looks and he sees it's rotten. V'Ein Roy L'Achila Klal. It's totally inedible. V'Notal Achir. So he takes another fruit. So then he makes a bracha on the new fruit. Demidayin Ketzas Roy L'Achila. But if some of it was fit to eat, then he has to eat from it. It shouldn't be brach latol. A little bit take, and then discard the rest. Even though there were more fruits just like the one he had in his hand on the table, he makes a new bracha. What's that mean to say? Even though it's right there on the table, we don't say that the bracha goes on all of them. For the reason behind this, you have to look in Ber Alocha. So if you take a look in Ber Alocha Rak Shlo Yadaito, he says like this, Af Shem Lashon Ramo Mashma L'Choyra Tu Mefarsh Div Mechaber. It looks like the Ramo is explaining the Mechaber, that the Ramo is saying he didn't have Das on it. I'll be able to say it, it's not really true. The Das of Mechaber Shehitik L'Din Ashin Satoyis V'Rosh V'Gar Ben Yoyna. The Mechaber is quoting the Shita of Taisus, the Rosh of Ben Yoyna. Afilu b'dayta behed yal akor lo'ochlo. Even if he had a mind to eat all of it, Gam ken tzarech lachs l'vrach. He has to make another bracha. Dike b'chos v'yazeh she'oiches b'yod. These we should hold. The bracha is on what's in your hand. V'ashar nigrar achzeh mele. And once you made a bracha on that, the others are dragged after it. V'alken therefore, kim shenafel v'nevet, once it falls and is lost, tzarech lachs l'vrach, you need a new bracha. That's Shitas HaMechaber, those we shouldn't. El Deharmoa Hiskin Ladino, the Nokiyasa Poskim. Now the Ramah doesn't like that pshat. He agrees, Lahalocha, like the other Poskim, Shacholkim, who argue on the Rosh and the Tosis. Who's arguing? Gus Maimini, the Kolbo, the name of the Tam, Chuvis Maharil, Abu Draham, according to Chachmei Ador, Rabbeinu Gershon, Bar Shloima. Svirlu, they hold. The B'dayit Alechakom, if he had in mind to eat all of them, ain't Sarach Lach Zavach, doesn't make another bracha. Mestabit, the B'zeh, Avshalom Hoy, the front base of bracha, even if it wasn't there in front of him because he had it in mind. V'zeh Shasim, that's where the mind ended. Rakshal Hoy, died to love, he didn't have it in mind. Had Lamaisa, ain't Linug Lach Zavach, so he's saying, Lamaisa, Argon Mechaber, don't make another bracha. If you had in mind to eat all of them, you're not going to make another bracha. If you had stam das, then I would. Even though in general, he adds in the brackets, even though in general I can eat the rest with the stam das, that's if the first one didn't fall down. Because again, they're all dragged after the first one. And if you had in mind lehed to eat them all, then even if the first one falls down, you don't make another bracha. Then it makes a third shita that if they're on the table, even stam das helps, and you don't make another bracha. Shita saravid, as long as it's on the table, Rabbeinu Gershon b'Shloima, if it's on the table, that's good enough. You don't need to have any more das than that. So it's basically three different shitas. He concludes by saying, Sava brachas l'hokal. So there's three different mahalchim here. The Mechaber's shita is that even if you had das, it doesn't help. So Amos shita says, if you had das, it helps. And others say, if it's in front of you, even without das, it helps. Let's take a look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkon Chavav. Rak Shlo Yadaito. The Amos says, you make another brach if you didn't have das for it. But something to say, Shlo Yadaito Befeirish as brach al kulam. He didn't have explicit das to eat all of them. It was only stam das, like bestama. If he did have a mind to eat the rest, he wouldn't make another bracha. Even if it's not on the table in front of him. If you look in Be'er Locha, there are many Shom who hold that even if it's Stamdas, even bigger Chiddush normal, even Stamdas, you don't have to go back and make a bracha. That's what he brings at the end from the Ravid and those who hold like him. As long as it's on the table, it's as if he has in mind for all of it. And the bracha works. Berach al peris. First makes a bracha on fruit. As he is making the bracha, they bring in nicer ones. He should eat from the first ones first. Because that is what he made the bracha on. After he died to lift Yafim, even though he had a mind to cover the nicer ones. If he did not have a mind for the nicer ones, then he wouldn't make a bracha when he eats the nice ones afterwards. The Rabbi Tzadi in Tzarech Lach Zavarach, the Rabbi says, no, you don't make a bracha on the nice ones afterwards. It's the same species. If a person made a bracha on water, and then he heard that someone passed away, drink a little and then pour out the rest. We mentioned this last year, this meaning of pouring out water when Malchamovis. So if you made the bracha, you have to drink some. Then you pour the rest out. Let's say he made a bracha, and they tell him that now is the time of the tekufa, the change of seasons. There's a sakon to drink water at the change of the tekufa. So Amor brings this in Yerodeus Mekufta Zayin, that there's some kind of cheshash, bein tekufa l'tekufa. So Yabdin Ma'at, wait a little bit, Achetava tekufa until the time passes, v'achayishtu, then he can drink. Even those who hold there's an element of danger in such a case, since the water was already taken from the ground, it's still okay. In other words, if the water is still in the river, we don't care. It's the water in the cup or in the pitcher we're worried about. L'maisa, it's okay. Why? He made a bracha. He's got a drink. You do a mitzvah, don't worry about any bad outcome. Not too many people today know about these things about warm at the tekufa, but there's such a concept.